18.
Well, we'd put together what we thought was an excellent team for the project. That is, until we hit technical problems and realised that we needed staff with a wider range of specialised technical experience than the people we'd recruited. So we had to advertise again to replace some key members of the team. We were lucky that we'd just about managed to cover the extra costs within the budget. Our customers were very satisfied with the outcome.
Although we had minor problems with suppliers from the start, these were easily overcome. Initially, I thought we'd underestimated the cost of the project, as it was so tight most of the time. But we managed to avoid an overspend. It was a very stressful time. However, it was the breakdowns which really upset the staff, and I wouldn't have blamed them if they'd walked out on strike the fifth time it happened in a week. 20.
Generally speaking, we have an excellent project management team trained to deal with any unexpected problems. You know, like when the money runs out or the client wants something different from the original agreement. Unfortunately, we hadn't anticipated the component manufacturer going out of business. The purchasing manager was furious because there were so few companies who produced exactly what we wanted. However, finally, we found a replacement that enabled us to keep within the limits of our budget.
21.
We've done several projects in this country, and the best thing about working here is that suppliers are very helpful. If you are unhappy with anything, they immediately try and sort it out. If, for example, a digger broke down, they'd replace it within hours and at no extra cost. Another thing is there is no shortage of suitably qualified workers. But we had an expensive delay on our last project because we'd miscalculated the size of the workforce we needed.
22. We spent so much time making sure that our employees would be comfortable working in such difficult conditions. We warned them about what to expect, as well as checking that they had the right qualifications and experience. We thought we'd anticipated every possible problem. This time, we were proved wrong when the supplier sent us different trucks from the ones ordered. Although they coped well with the extreme conditions, they were too small for our needs.
23. Now listen to the recordings again. That is the end of part 2.